Every week, we talk to our friends at America's Test Kitchen, usually about some maniacally geeky thing they're working on, and this week, they've really outdone themselves. Doc Willoughby is the editorial director of ATK's magazines, but in his other life, he's an award-winning author of cookbooks about grilling. So it really took a special kind of pyromania for his team to come up with charcoal techniques that he'd never even imagined. I talked with Doc about some of the different kinds of fires you can build and what they do for your food. Hey, Doc, great to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we're going to talk about grilling. And you are my favorite person to talk to about this because
Thank you.
You literally wrote the book on grilling, like 9 of them. You know, I live in an apartment, so I don't get to grill that much. But when I do, I love the romance and the challenge of like charcoal grilling or live fire grilling, because I think there's this whole element of controlling the heat. And I understand that there are lots of different ways to construct the coal bed and they'll all be used for different purposes. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, originally, we really only used 2 ways of arranging the coals. First, you just have all the coals in one layer, right, sort of in the middle of the grill. And that's good for things like shrimp or fish fillets that you want to cook really quickly, and they just go on and they come off. The other way that is in wide use now is a 2-level fire where you put most of the coals on one side. So you've got a hot level, and then you've got a cool part of the grill. So you can sear things on the hot part and put them on the cooler part to finish. It's also good when you're cooking more than one thing, so you need more than one level of heat.
Right.
And those are pretty well known and pretty widely used. But along the way, we've ended up with a number of other arrangements of the coals that are for specific purposes. So they generally are about concentrating the heat of a fire. So we were developing a recipe for carne asada in which we were going to grill skirt steak. And skirt steak is really thin. And so you want to get a really good sear on it, but you don't want to overcook it. And we kept trying to do it with the traditional ways of arranging the fire, and we just couldn't do it. And then the cook who was working on this came up with the idea of concentrating the fire by taking an aluminum roasting pan, cutting out the bottom so you'd have plenty of air circulation, and then filling it completely with coals and lighting it. So that what you get is a super hot fire in the middle of the grill, and that worked perfectly for that. And we went even further in that direction when we were doing thick-cut steaks, because the thing about thick-cut steaks is it's very hard to cook them on the grill so that they're perfectly evenly cooked in the center. So what they ended up doing was they were cooking them at a low heat in an oven until they were perfectly cooked all the way through, but then they wanted a really hard sear on them, and everything they tried, even this concentrated arrangement with the aluminum pan, we had to leave the steaks on too long. So Dan, who was working on this recipe, came up with the idea of just leaving the coals in the charcoal starter, which is an incredibly intense heat. It's a funnel, so it just funnels all that heat right to the top.
Yeah.
He then put skewers through the steaks, put them on the top of the charcoal lighter, and it took less than a minute to get a super dark sear.
Oh, that's incredible.
You have to be kind of a fanatic to do that. But people, and I actually thought, no one is going to do this. It was one of the most popular recipes we've done.
Yeah.
So people are fanatics about their grilling. And now we're working on a completely different kind of fire where we want it to be very low and go for a very long time. So there's this arrangement of charcoal which has been developed by people who are trying to do barbecue on a covered grill, and it's called the snake. You sort of make a circle around the perimeter of the grill, 2 or 3 charcoal briquettes deep. It's just around the perimeter of the grill. And then you put chunks of wood at intervals along that circle so you'll get some smoke. And you light one end, and then it goes slowly. The one coal lights the next, which lights the next, which lights the next. But it takes a long time for that to happen. And so what you have is this even low heat with smoke over a long period of time. And so far, they have gotten the fire to last 6.5 to 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
And so you want that because you want this low heat to barbecue, and you don't want to have to be taking this whatever you're cooking off of the grill to put more fuel on the fire in the middle. So this snake actually works. And being as obsessive as they are, at this point, they are telling me that it takes exactly 115 briquettes to make this work. But we're hoping that as they continue to develop, they'll make it easier for us to not have to count the briquettes and still get the 6 hours.
Oh my God, that's so Test Kitchen-y.
Exactly 115, please, Francis.
You're not grilling so much as you're converting your grill essentially into a barbecue smoker. because it can't be that hot in there.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's what you're trying to do. Yeah, and I mean, they actually wanted to go further than the snake and make it a snail so that it curled into the center so you could keep going longer, but it doesn't work because you have to put a pan of water in there because, you know, it keeps things moist. So we're going to have to perfect the snake instead of going for the snail.
Yeah. And what about the type of charcoal? Does that matter?
Well, in this instance, you really need to use briquettes because the hardwood charcoal, which I really like for other purposes, it burns too fast. And it actually burns a little hotter. So, I mean, your snake would get consumed in, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes or an hour instead of 6 hours.
Well, all right. Well, thanks so much, Doc. There's a lot of experimenting that I need to do now.
You're welcome. Let me know how it works out.
I will. Doc Willoughby is the editorial director for magazines at America's Test Kitchen. You can find their recipe for Thai grilled Cornish hens at splendidtable.org. And since you're already standing outside in front of a fire, save yourself any more heat exposure and make a killer iced cantaloupe soup to go with it. You can find the recipe and video for that too at splendidtable.org.